Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, folks. The music I was trying to start just then just disappeared. So
sounds like somebody else is trying to serenade us with her.
Yes, that's Bam Bam. She has a few things to say. Well, we've had a little interference every once in a while here, but we'll just keep on keeping on.
Okay. Well, hey, Catherine.
Just sick at the end. Because
yeah.
It's favorites. And I can say what it is. It's I was going to play Michael Jackson's Heal the World, which is one of our big favorites. So I'll see if I can set that up for us to play later.
Good.
Well, meanwhile, let's just say hello.
Let's say hello. Well, welcome, everyone. You know where you are. We're at our Family Blog Talk Radio Program Channel panel. And tonight is Tuesday, August 16th, Day 3, a show of unity. There will be a program every day this week at 7 o'clock as a support for each other and all the light work we're doing around the world and helping us raise our energies for a launch of our prosperity programs across Terra. Tonight we're joined by our family members, St. Germain, giving us a wake-up call. Sananda will be here to talk about unity and money. And our brother Archangel Michael will explain why we say that this story ends in glory. And I have that 8.5 by 11 sign right in my bathroom every morning. I get to wake up to my this story ends in glory sign. So it's fun. So everybody, let's light up our individual pillars with our diamonds and our beautiful love and light. Let's grab Mother Terra, grab Mother and Father God, expand and join with all of our light workers around the world in this important time. Grab hands with your security teams and your higher selves and twin flames and our family here and above. We are one. Other ways to join us, you can find us on our website at whoneedslight.org. We have a Facebook page, Who Needs Light, an alternative healing website on Facebook, Wisdom Within Meg Davis. And this is Meg, your co-host for tonight. And let's bring in our hosts, Catherine and Christine, and say hello. Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, Meg. Hey, everybody.
Hi. Meg, you're going to kind of do the intro.
We better say hi first.
Yeah.
We better let.
And yes, we better say hi. And before you do, I need to do a little sit rep.
Me too.
Okay. About what's going on with us, and because it's always relevant to what's going on with other people. So for us, especially when we get ready to do a show, the interference cranks up a bit. And we are being reassured that this is so temporary, because as soon as the RV breaks, we are all going to have an entirely different experience of life. So I'm looking forward to doing a show without having to feel the half hour before of like an crashing adrenaline rush that makes my heart pound and my stomach churn and feels like things are boiling over. And at the same time, I am not feeling anxious or angry or anything that would cause an adrenaline rush. So it's pretty weird. And I know other people, light workers especially, are feeling these odd symptoms, emotions. I can I mean, Christine and I are very open about how we feel and what we're going through. And I can tell you, she has been sick, sick, sick today. Well, past weeks. So the transmuting work that we're doing is very literal. And I know we've heard from other transmuters who are feeling some of the same things, that the energies are literally passing through our bodies in order to be cleared. So hang on, everybody. You may be getting variations on what we've described, but know that it's because you're doing wonderful work and that we're all doing it together. And to do it all together is really a powerful thing, which is what our show is about today. I'm going to let Christine give you a little update, too. Here you go.
Thanks, Catherine. We often say to each other how fortunate we are to be together, and as soon as we do, our eyes look out across this world, and our hearts reach for all of you. I have never worked harder than in the last 24 hours. And today, Michael came, for the first time in quite a stretch, Archangel Michael came closer to, well, he's always close. He's always present. For me, for all of us. But he came and spoke with us for a while and said, explain some of the things going on. And we were flooded with sources of information today, both on the surface, very credible, amazing sources, and from above, about what's going on. And before I get to that, what's going on in this moment, I'm being shown out across all of you, all across this world. And some of you just feel despair at how long this is taking, at how hard this is right now. Many of you are just carrying the torch with all your might, decision to decision, moment to moment, thought to thought. And that is the most important thing we can do. And the background helped us to understand the wider picture. In the words of someone that we're not yet at liberty to say, who's a source, came and told us directly today that the cabal is folding. The numbers are greatly diminished. The dark forces are not what they were. The programs aren't just on the move. This is a whole picture. It is a whole event, and it is in harmony, and it is happening. And not only that, but that when the programs release, which we will, most of us, if not all of us, will see it first in the release of, I guess, what we would call the prosperity funds, but the release of the prosperity energy across the planet. It also marks the moment where the dark will no longer be able to interfere with us directly from that point on. So we were told this directly today as well. And then had it come tumbling in from many other sources as this beautiful bouquet of verification. So just know we get it. We cling to each other. We cling to you. Cling to us. We feel you. We see you. I literally spend the long nights awake and I see you. They show me pictures of you, moments of you. I feel your energies. I see you with tears falling down. I see your weariness. Now, if I see this, and I'm just your sister sitting over here in my bed, not able to sleep in New York, doing my work too, imagine how we're loved from our beautiful family above and from our dear Mother and Father God. So let their love in. Let it soothe. Let our family's love across this planet reach you. Let it in. Let it soothe. I wouldn't have made it without you. And I have a tremendous advantage in that I can often see you and I can always feel you. But you have magnificent advantages of your own that have kept you going. Share those with us in your own way. Let's reach out and just do this last victory lap together. Hang on, everybody. Hang on. We've made it. Not we're gonna make it. We've already made it. It is achieved in the higher dimensions, and it is now being felt, seen, experienced, tasted here in our dimension. And it is a marker. We will be doing better. So I just had to share with you two where I am. Our pets are beside themselves. The animals are looking at us. I'm sure they'll be in to tell you exactly what's on their minds. Okay, well, with that, I think I'm going to go ahead and just introduce our first channel, which is a really, I like this situation so much. Saint Germain came when we were preparing for the show today and brought a channeling that he had done through a channel who for so long I have just admired and loved and appreciated. Her channels have always just felt like standing under a fresh waterfall to me. The energy is so beautiful that she brings through of the masters. It's Nancy Tate, and she did a channeling from Saint Germain today, one of her wake-up calls from Saint Germain, and it is perfect. So Saint Germain said, well, I would like Meg to read the channeling of my words, but I will also be coming through Meg to transmit the energetic importance and meaning and feeling of those words. So Meg is going to do a new one. She's going to be reading Saint Germain's words through Nancy Tate as Saint Germain, who's here. Hello, Saint Germain. And just a little verification. So Meg, when you're ready, give us our wake-up call from Saint Germain. The talking stick is yours.
I am here tonight to tell you of some breaking news. I am Germain, and I want to share with you an outcome that has come to the surface and brought some freedom into the interaction that is taking place behind the scenes with the ones who are involved in the process of freeing up the funds for the world. As I say this, I see in front of me millions of funds that are awaiting the continuation of being distributed to various sources that will release them to the people in the various ways that have been planned. When this takes place in its entirety, all of you out there who are involved in the receivership will be able to follow the steps that will bring you the funds that you have been waiting for. Till then, I would advise you all to send your loving and positive thoughts and feelings the whole situation. One other thing I advise for you to do in the interim is to realize that this is not a matter of being an interim, because every step that is now in place and is in the process of being taken is part of the whole situation together. And it is to be considered an example of the oneness that all of expression is. As you realize what that means, it is wise for you to look around at your life and see the parts of it that may be based in your waiting for the funds Are those steps in stagnation? Or are they in movement that is building a wonderful existence for you of the expression of how it is to live the light and love that you are? If you see and or feel that there is something missing, then look around and see what you can do in the moment to bring it into the purity of expression for the moment. That will ease your life into one of peace, joy, and living the moment in a way that will bring a solid and flowing way of being. It will change any feelings of slowdown, unease, impatience, etc. It will bring a new way of looking at your present moments of life. It will ease the process of being in the flow with the funds that are being prepared for the freeing of the ones' lives who are looking at the humanitarian ways of living on this planet. When I say humanitarian, I'm referring to all of the people on the planet. Not only all others, but each of you as well. It is important to make sure your life is in wonderful order and that you are in comfort, which will enable you the purity of the freedom to then reach out to others with the means by which to help them with their lives. It is of vital importance for all of you to live the moment in joy, in peace and love, for they are the most powerful energies that exist for the creation of life that is in the same energy of the Creator. So, my dear ones, brothers and sisters, walk with me in the path of truth and see how it affects your lives as it has affected mine. I am, and so are you. We are all in this together, and what a lovely party it is. I am your Saint Germain now and always, and I am with you every step into your journey as prosperity itself. Namaste, dear sisters and brothers. Namaste.
The recording has started.
Amen. And now pass the talking stick to dear Christine and Michael.
Hey, thank you, Meg. Thank you, Saint Germain. For any of you that had an interruption, we had an electronic interruption here, and we just dialed you all right back in. The recording will be intact, and the transmission from Saint Germain is uninterrupted. So the energy is, we're not broken. Just a temporary last electronical glitch, and that's all. So it's Christine. And yes, Michael's here. Archangel Michael, please come. And I know your message is brief today, you told me, but we're all excited to hear from you. Yes, hello, everyone. It's your brother, Michael. And indeed, these silly disruptions are a wisp away from being over forever. Never mind any of that. Let's just take this perfect moment to be together. It is our favorite thing to be together, you know. It is. We've never found anything we like better than being together. Yes, I wanted to mention the reason why we so often say this story ends in glory. It has a lot of good side effects to say that to you. It cheers you on, it musters your strength, it puts your eyes on the prize, which is very real. But the real reason is more important than that. The reason we remind you that this story ends in glory is so that you can cut straight there. You know, you're not only capable of that, but we want that for you. We want it to be joyful, easy, graceful. We don't want anyone to hurt any longer. Sure, there's karmic cleanup going on across the planet and lessons and depths of mastery being understood and all of that. But Earth is now at a place where you simply may ascend. And that means, quite simply, you may know the glory now. Okay, now how does this work with what we've already been discussing today, with what a tough time so many are having in this home stretch? Because that's what it is. This is the home stretch. Well, it means that in the midst of whatever you're experiencing, whatever is going on, financial hardship, loss of a loved one, exhaustion, the pressure of the last days and hours of financial slavery, whatever it is most pressing on you, you can now choose glory. Right, you say, Michael. Easy for you to say, Archangel. Well, I know what you're thinking. I can hear you. But let's look again. Really, the only choice left, the only reason to make any choice now is for glory's sake, for love's sake, for the sake of healing, for the sake of laughter, for the sake of being together, for the sake of we're doing it. We are restoring the light to Earth. Let's look at this in a more practical way. Let's say there's a decision before you in your life. It can be something as simple as what you want to eat, or something quite a bit that feels quite a bit more weighty. When you look at that decision, it will bring to you different feelings, sure, but it will also bring different results. Here's what I mean. There is going to be a choice that results in love. Now, you have a knowing in your heart what that is. Nobody can take that away from you, and no one can tarnish your ability to know it. It doesn't matter what you've been through. You know love within. And you can look, if you are willing to be honest in the moment with yourself, you can look at a choice and you can see which choice on a matter will result in the most love. Choose that. What will bring joy? What will bring patience, tenderness, comfort, all the forms of love? What will bring kindness? What will make someone laugh? What will make you laugh? You know the qualities of love. You could never not know them. Yeah, it's been a lot to live through all of this on the surface of Earth. We know. We've done it too. We're doing it too. So it is not just from my position here as mighty archangel that I tell you this. No. I tell you. So let's look at some specifics. All right. What do you want? Well, maybe you feel so beaten down at this during this home stretch that you just want to not feel bad anymore. Okay, well, you already see what's up with that choice. The choice just not wanting to feel bad doesn't really kick open the floodgates for more love. It still kind of has you focused on the bad. That is the trick. That is the magic. That is the way to be at peace in the center of your being in the midst of all things. You're not necessarily yet able to manipulate all of the circumstances and situations and the others around you, all in chaos on the surface of Earth at this moment. But you are able to make the choice if you are willing to be truthful with yourself in every moment of every day and every opportunity that comes your way. You are capable at this moment of choosing what opens the door to love. That's it. Okay? Let's look at what's coming soon for another example. The prosperity programs, the freedom programs, the RV, the GCR, the global currency reset, the Nasara, Gasara, the release of healing energy technologies, the release of free energy technologies. Aren't we going to whoop and holler? Let's say you're looking, you're in the first wave of those receiving these freedom funds. Because of your faith, because you followed an inner call to stand fast when it looked completely crazy to those around you to do so. Okay, we've been over all that. Let's say the big day comes and the energies of the gates of prosperity are opened and here comes the flood and you are standing there with your cup and you think, why didn't I get a bigger cup? I knew I should have, but it doesn't matter because it's pouring everywhere. And the first thing you want to do is turn and share what's in your cup with others, family members. And pretty soon you realize you have so much access to prosperity that you want to share and share. And then the choices start to get interesting. Let's say there's someone you're considering giving to, but they've really hurt you. They've really legitimately hurt you. They've done things that were degrading, unkind, cruel, and yet it's on your heart for some reason to consider giving them money, giving them, becoming a vessel of the prosperity to point it in their direction. It's the same thing. From now on, your single consideration is what brings more love. Don't try to trick yourself. You're the only one that can trick you, by the way. Actually, nobody else can trick you. So don't trick yourself. Really look. Sure, they hurt you. Don't fall onto any belief or guilt or any other response but love. And when you ask from this place within to give in a way that only brings more love, I promise you this, the decision will be clear. You won't have to go through all the gyrations. The days of gyrations are done. You will be able to cut straight to the heart of the matter, so to speak. Your motives are motives of the heart. That's it. You are now entering a reality where there is no other guiding light. Your intelligence resides there. Well, that's what I've got to say today. Oh, there's one more thing. I'll tell you a story. A while ago, quite a while ago, let's say some monks got together, and they saw that on the surface of Earth, with all of the darkness that had been descending upon Earth and all of the outside forces imposing extra darkness and the genetic manipulations on humanity on Earth, and there was just so much going on, and humanity was quite overwhelmed. So these monks got together, and their way of trying to help was they decided to help out with time. And so they said, all right, well, there's so much coming at everyone all the time. We're going to take time, and now time is usually more like a spiral. That's why in the higher dimensions we say there's no time, because time is so flexible. And because simultaneously we're in all kinds of time, or no time. But we'll talk about that again another time. What I'm saying right now is that these monks took time on Earth and they stretched it out into a timeline so that humanity would be able to put one foot in front of the other and walk down this timeline and have things slowed a bit so that they could connect to their hearts, the flame of God within them, and start to take steps forward, up, and out. And it worked. It worked swimmingly well. The timeline was quite a gift. However, now the energies have risen enough. Thank Mother and Father God. We all do. The energies have risen enough that timeline has wound back up into a spiral, which is a beautiful thing because that is how it is in the higher dimensions. Or it's a good image to contemplate time in the higher dimensions. So what that means for you is that you don't have to go through a process of putting one foot in front of the other anymore. And here's what you do. You can focus on the quality you want, and bam, there it is. Let that sink in. Really take that in. Yes, to a particular degree, it was always that way. But the amount of focus required and the amount of life force to hold it steady in the conditions you've been living in, but it's not like that now. So you stake your claim on the qualities you want. Laughter, ease, joy, peace, prosperity, freedom for all. You focus on those qualities now more than ever. And there it is. And that's what we ask you to do. But that is also the way straight through for you. Well, I am honored to be here. I love you tenderly and totally. Call me and I will come. We can talk about this more, or if you want to practice what I've said here today. I love you. I love you with my whole being and with the love of Mother and Father God. And I am your brother, Michael. Meg, the talking stick is yours before Sananda comes.
Thank you, Michael. That was some really helpful information. I took it all in. Thank you so much. That's going to be very straightforward to apply for all of us. Wonderful. Well, let's welcome and pass the talking stick. to Catherine and Sananda and hear what they have to share with us tonight. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Meg. I've been waiting for my turn. This is Sananda. And we were sitting here admiring Michael and Christine as they were just laying out this clear and beautiful message that I know is going to help everyone so much. So Michael's made it easy for me. All I have to talk about is unity and money. I got the easy part. Because he's already described so much of what everyone here is beginning to pull together. In every sense of the word, pulling together all of you, feeling each other, in this going in the same direction and understanding things in a different way. So I'm going to talk just a little bit about unity and money and what those things really mean now. So even the language is changing, you know, and not just English, but the meaning of these words is different now than it used to be. It used to be, if you wanted to have a feeling of unity, you would have to send emails to lots of people and set up a conference or have a party or get a, you know, a conference room and get everybody to agree on the same thing, and that would be considered unity. Well, that is not what we're talking about now. What we're talking about now is the fruition of all these things that Michael has described. The call of your heart is toward unity, because the call of our hearts is toward God. And when we connect with Mother and Father God, we are one. We are one enormous energy. Of course we have our own identities, but they're all a part of the same great energy that is love and light. So unity is no longer something you have to work at. It's simply the reality you need to open your heart to. It's simple. We're already there. We are unity. You and I, you and all of us together, we are unity. And you can feel it now in a way that you could never feel before, because the energies are so high and you can hear us so clearly now. So many of you are channeling. And by the way, Michael will come and do another channeling teaching for you, and because that's really fun. And it was very successful before, so we're hearing loud and clear from everybody now, and we know that you're hearing us too. And that is unity. Soon you're going to be hearing each other as we're talking on the phone. You'll be surprised. You won't even need a telephone soon. So, unity. Now, what we're moving toward is not just a spiritual event. It's not just a financial event. It's both. And by, let's talk about what money used to be and what it is now. You know, you knew that money was a way that people could hoard things. They could get a lot of something for themselves. And, of course, when we first started talking about the RV, there was this little glimmer, oh, well, I can get rich. That has fallen away. And now everyone is is saying in their hearts and to each other, who can I give this to first? How am I going to best spread this prosperity around so that I can touch the most people, have the greatest impact, lift hearts across even places I've never seen and never known? Well, of course. Now you have unity in a way that you never had before. You don't have to have everyone's email address. You don't even have to know their names. You have prosperity. And when you follow the call of your heart, as Michael called it, that is faith. And that faith will lead you to express your unity while you use the energy of money. Now, I'm going to give you an example about the energy of money. Think of a waterfall. Have you ever stood right close to a waterfall or even in it? You feel the energy of the waterfall in the air. Even if you're not touching the waterfall, you feel the energy, the power of the water falling. How interesting. You've always felt those kinds of things. Well, think of money that way. Money is the waterfall. The energy you feel coming from it is exhilarating, it's refreshing, it's uplifting. That is what money means now. It's a means by which you will express compassion, joy, laughter, and unity. And I can tell you, if you stay in that place in your heart that you're feeling right now, feel it together, feel it with me. It's love, it's light, and it is unity. And now, let's just gently add the concept, the energy of money to that. Now you see, it's no problem. It will be almost like tossing it into the air and seeing it land. The way the water pours down and lands on the earth when the waterfall cascades over the rocks. The feelings of your heart will expand and ripple around you the way the ripples on a pond expand. You don't have to push the ripples. You just have to drop something into the water and the ripples expand by themselves. That is an expression of unity. The molecules of the water are in union. It's the way we are. It's the way birds in a flock fly with each other. And can you imagine how thrilling that is for the birds? To be part of hundreds all flying beautifully together? Well, this is what you're doing now. You don't have to wait for the RV. It's already here. The prosperity and the sense of one is just, when the RV is released, you'll feel another thrilling expression of being together in this fabulous adventure that we're all going to take part in, every single being on the planet. Imagine it. Every single person on the planet is going to take part in this. And nobody has to be invited. Everyone is invited. Everyone belongs to the club. Everyone belongs. This is what unity means. We all belong. We belong together. We belong in this wonderful time of uplifting adventure. All of us, we chose to be here. We chose each other. We chose this event. We chose this glorious experience. And this story doesn't end in glory. This story is glory. You know those funny expressions, glory are us. It's more like that. We're already swimming in glory. You only need to breathe. You only need to feel the call of your heart. And as Michael said, the choices will be easy. Because every choice will come with love, from love, in love. And you will find yourself in love with everyone you meet, everywhere you look. That's what we have to look forward to. And that's what we have to enjoy right now. This, dear friends and family members and lovers and celebrators, party goers, yes. All of us are party goers. And the celebration is for every being on the planet, not even just for the humans. The animals are celebrating as well. You can see it. The animals are changing too. And of course, unity is no problem for them. As soon as we have the energies that are high enough that they don't have to worry about what to eat, there will be automatic unity everywhere. Everywhere. And the Bible reference to the lion laying down with the lamb, that is already happening. So we are all glory. Now don't try to think about being otherwise. That's all you have to do now. Just don't even think about it. We are in a new day, in a new time, and the definitions are new. Money is energy. Unity is energy. One equals one. And we are there. So, Michael? Oh, Michael wants to say something else. Oh, Michael, give me a minute. I'm having fun here, too. I like to tease him. Okay. Well, I have sent my transmission. And you're all feeling it, I know. So, I'm happy, period. But I'm also happy to turn over the talking stick. And now Michael has another golden nugget for you. I can see it in his eyes. Here he comes. Here you go, Michael. Bye-bye, it's Sananda. Hey, everybody, it's Michael. For the record, I wasn't grabbing the talking stick.
He kept acting like he was going to wrap up. I subtly flagged him. Oh, can't you see what we're headed for? We joke like this all the time. Would you be disturbed to know that your councils of light have quite a bit of laughter and always loving teasing? Never, never do we diminish each other, and always do we treasure you. Well, all I have to say is that I'm going to introduce the grand finale tonight. And I wanted to do it because it's a real treat for you. But I wanted you to understand something before you hear it. It applies to every single one of you. Now, this financial transaction coming, I think by the end of tonight's show, now that you've got it, that this is really just the release of the return of who you've always been. And the treat that we have planned for you for the closing, the reason it applies to all of you, and I wanted to make a special note of that, is because it's written to those in Dinar Land. In other words, those that are actively participating in this project. But if you don't have currency, hear my words. You have currency. I give you my word. This message you are about to hear applies to you, each and every one of you. And the Company of Heaven, well, we verify the energies behind this message. With that, I would like to introduce Christine and pass her the talking stick, because it is more appropriate that it be read by one of you there on the surface. So, with a deep bow and a big hug to you all, I am Michael, and I give you Christine. Hey, everybody. So first, I just want to say, if you don't yet know about the Sananda Sana treatment, I'm going to tell you, when he was saying, I know you can all feel my energies. First of all, it's like 150 degrees here, it feels like, when he shows up, inside and out. And it's already humid, like we were saying the other day, and it's already been really muggy and hot summer. And but then Sananda turns it up. And we just, I think, have chosen to call them healing sessions in good faith, because it must be healing, because what could survive in that heat that he turns up within? So I just want to say it's available to everyone. Please directly request from Sananda a heat healing, and maybe plan your timing. You may not want to do it as you're heading into a meeting at work or something, because he's sure to respond. Okay, thank you, Michael, for that very formal and loving and mighty and magnificent introduction. Yes, we do have a treat to close tonight, and it is another what we call SITREP, which, for those of you that may not know, is a situation report, which just makes it very official and important, and it is. And it's called All Good Things. And it was posted today. And again, we give our love and thanks to Dinar Chronicles for an incredible job of posting so much important world news during this home stretch. Here we go. All good things. Ola currency holders. Yes, indeed. All good things must come to an end. And the end is near. May your RV journey, your odyssey, your nightmare, your Greek tragedy, finally come to an end this day, as you have earned your place at the redemption table to experience, to feel, to receive the love and abundant and benevolent Creator perform His own prophetic promises and predictions. Sure, we've been hearing several reports now of imminent performance from different and varying sources over the entire summer. But today, and I say this with a straight face and humble heart, everyone that truly matters in the GCR RV decision, the decision circle, is finally in consensus after a dozen plus long, hard years since the USA Inc.'s U.S. military invaded Iraq in 2004 and devalued/replaced Iraq's currency. Ironically, the actual financial transition from dark to light actually was to begin in September 1996, when loaned collateral account gold was to be returned to the Hun elders, European sovereigns. That didn't happen due to middle finger flip that was the 9/11 attack. And this is why our gold-backed transition has been so hard and carried on for so damn long. Dark nobility / the cabal leadership was simply willing to die before losing control of the world. Well, that's exactly what happened. They have been eliminated one by one until none of significance are now remaining. And this last white hat offense that started Saturday night was especially swift, very bloody, and tactically unrelenting, meaning the good guys cleaned house and the world is now free. But much has happened since 9/11, good and bad, with a handful of first basket currencies now awaiting revaluation, along with the Iraqi dinar. In fact, the list of currencies revaluing in future baskets has grown to over 40. And what began as an innocent micro-investment play based on the historic revaluation of Kuwait's currency back in 1993, turned into a macro-geopolitical, geo-financial, geo-diplomatic, geo-military game of knocking down endless rows of dominoes, one at a time. Yet it was only after 9/11 that the good souls of the world knew they had a war on their hands, as those in the know had 9/11 as the original start date for the GCR and RV. As a result, some truly heroic souls stepped forward to take on the challenge of the day, including but not limited to our own U.S. Republic military, politicians and diplomats, the White Hats, Asian Hun elders and royal families, European sovereign families, and even the Eastern Orthodox Church. Together, they united and slowly but surely, using the steady wind of God at their backs and following a higher mind master plan, began dismantling all toxic core elements of cabal-controlled control worldwide. Literally, they took away cabal power brick by brick. Until today, there's nothing left but a rubble Tower of Babel and a failed rebellion etched in galactic history books. The Antichrist lost, folks. And the right hand of God again resumes full power, replacing the left-handed species from Saturnalia, Satan. Too spiritual? Too religious? Too much too soon? Maybe. But speak with anyone on the front line of these hidden battles, and they will tell you straight away the GCR and RV is as much a spiritual war as it is a physical one. Some will even talk of Star Wars playing out on our beautiful blue-green planet. Now, for some of us involved, we've been actively watching World War III unfold, studying strategies. Some of us even chose to participate to a degree. But all reading this are now emotionally invested, stepping up to transition the world from dark to light and blessing the world from all of its man-made burdens. as this was the fight we all chose, all to a degree, and fight in this battle of good versus evil, pulling on the hidden rope of fate to save the soul of the world. Sure, for most, the currencies were just easy way to make a buck, and perhaps one day cash in on a free gift someone sent in the mail. Why you got into this is not the point. Being aware and conscious of this experience is of much greater importance, as you are not only living history unseen to most everyone else alive in your species, but you're also participating in creating change and sculpting the future of mankind after your redemption appointment. That's pretty freaking cool if you stop and think about it. That said, many of you are struggling to cross the GCR-RV finish line. Limping, even crawling would be a kinder description for some. Many of you are broken, beaten, discouraged, hopeless, even destitute. Yet everyone is experiencing some kind of hardship right along with you. Yes, some are suffering just as badly with their finances, their health, loss of dignity and reputation. Family and spousal respect and basic food and shelter concerns are rampant with the currency holder collective. Just know you are far from being alone in your struggle to finish something you started and must complete. So why do we continue to hold on? Why allow this misery to remain? Well, everyone reading this has lost something along the GCR-RV road of great and meaningful significance, as this was the price we had to pay to take part in the healing the soul of the world. And we don't want those sacrifices to be in vain. Our losses, our pain, our suffering contributed in some way, shape, and form to this moment of transition, and we want those years, months, days and weeks to matter. We want all to know across all universes that our soul paid the necessary price to become leaders in this new world, as we paid in full, both in form and spirit, so all can now be hydrated in the name of love, light, and abundance of God the Father. That's why we hold on. That's why we do what we must to cross the GCR-RV finish line. It matters. We matter. Humanity matters. As only by your own individual sacrifices have we now collectively united together to become this unbreakable force of righteousness, strong enough to overcome any challenge the new day brings to us come Wednesday's dawn. Brothers and sisters, we are steel coming out of hell's fire, wrapped in heavenly velvet, gentle as a lamb, fierce as a lion. And yes, our ascended masters and benevolent guides have witnessed our sacrifices firsthand and know that collectively we are now finally ready, willing, and able as a species to take the next evolutionary step, to transition into another dimension and absorb an entirely new and wonderful consciousness. Too esoteric, too metaphysical, too woo-woo or out there for you, Dinarland? So what? There is but one eternal truth. And soon, all shall know in this temporary moment the depth of love our shared Creator has for all His human children. And in the currency holder's case, it will manifest as a financial blessing of unprecedented proportion. For just as those heroic men and women met the challenge of the day post 9/11, and even those who took the beach at Normandy in June 1944, or knowingly walked into enemy fire in Germa Fields circa the early 1900s, our war is over. And our philanthropic moment is now. We, as an economic army of mercy, are now being released and thrust upon the world's rubble, still very much alive, prepared, and relentlessly determined to meet the challenge that is healing the world, one soul at a time. Today, we hydrate Less Fear, a unified angelic battalion. Today, we prove that good always triumphs over evil. Today, we stand tall as living trophies of love, love's eternal truth. Today, we reap what our sacrifices have sown. Today, we meet our soul's destiny. Today, we ascend. As it is written, so let it be done. Aloha ke akua. God is love. God is with us.
Wow.
Ah, thank you, Christine. Wow. That's a powerful, powerful statement. We are meeting our heart's destiny. Mm-mm. Well, what a good time we had.
Yes.
Hi, Meg.
Hi. Economic armies of mercy. I just love that line.
As Christine says, let's do it again tomorrow night. Yes, indeed. Same time.
I love that.
Place. So we are ending on such a high note. I'm going to just keep on keeping on here, and we'll carry the energies right through till tomorrow night.
Wonderful.
Unabated.
Good night, everyone. Good
All
night, Catherine.
Us.
Good night, Christine. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Now, I'm going to see if I can get the music to play that we wanted to hear earlier. Here we go. Good night, everybody. Well, doesn't seem to want to play.
Something to look forward to.
Something to look forward to. I'll get it to work next time.
Sing, Meg.
Yeah, let's all sing. Heal the world. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.